All right, welcome back, y'all. Today, I wanted to talk about not giving up because I'm going to be honest with you. I've had a lot of times in my career where I have wanted to give up. I have stopped doing music for periods. And you know what? In all of those periods where I stopped doing music, I ended up having a time where I was really sad that I wasn't doing it, and then having to remind myself that the absence of that in my life makes me feel unfulfilled. So let that be a reminder. But nobody has an overnight success. Every artist has a lot of setbacks. And one of the key things that you have to tap into is the mental agility and the mental fitness to be able to handle all the rejection and still push through, and all of your self-doubts and still push through, and all of the anxiety that comes with putting yourself out there and still push through, and all of the hurt that comes from people not supporting you in the ways that you wished or hoped, and yet still pushing through. There's a really interesting book I read in my 20s that, my God, I should have listened to its advice a lot better. I wish I would have, but it's called The War on Art by Stephen Pressfield. And he talks all about your fear of your own potential and why, you know, procrastination is essentially just a fear of one's own potential. And I definitely have had periods of doing this. And a lot of times what happens is you do that and you sabotage your own success because of fear of success. You sabotage your own potential because you're afraid of it. And my God, I've done it in so many different capacities over the years. And I think a lot of artists are guilty of this. And it's something that if you're aware of, you can really, you know, prevent it and push through. So I'm going to give you an example because this happened to me the other day. I was just having really not the best day. I woke up and I just felt like my vocals weren't sounding good. It was just a funky day. I had done a live earlier that I didn't think sounded that great. Then I had pivoted to working on some of my own stuff and recording some of my own content. And I just was like, you know, sometimes you just are like hitting yourself against a wall trying to make it happen that day. And sometimes it's not the time. And there are cases where you should just take a step back, come back to the studio a different day, come back, do it a different time if you can, if you have that luxury. Now, if you are in the studio and you're paying for studio time, you don't have that luxury. So this is when the mental fitness comes in. So anyways, I took my headphones off. I was like, I am no good. I need to give up. This is pathetic. I'm trying too hard. Who do I think I am? I started telling myself all of those self-doubts that we all hear, that we all tell ourselves. And yeah, I just had a little moment where I really wanted to give up and wanted to not believe in myself. And then I said, no, that happened. Keep going. And you know what? That is exactly what I did. I put my headphones back on, shook it off, went back, and I recorded another take and nailed it. Nailed it. And released it, and it felt very good. And it just reminded me, sometimes it's like before that final take, that's when you want to give up the most. It's like before you get that big break, you want to give up. And so it's kind of like, what is it? The little engine that could? Is that what it is? If at first you don't succeed, try again. Isn't that the story? The little engine that could? I mean, that is just the best advice in life, is you just have to keep going. And you have to have, that's what growth mindset's all about. I think as artists, knowing and understanding growth mindset and how we have to keep chipping away at this is the key. It's really where the art is created. Like, sure, when you have a final product, that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. But you have to remember that as an artist, your music and your creation is in different phases and different forms, but you continually showing up for yourself, believing in yourself, working on yourself in all the capacities that you can will always serve your art in the best way. It really will. It will serve your confidence. And so, yeah, you have to remember that not every thought that happens in your brain you have to believe. We, by nature, are wired to have self-doubt and feel vulnerable and feel scared and feel anxious. And it's in those moments where you want to give up that the magic happens. It really is. Not only do you have to not give up as an artist, but as artists, we should be continually educating ourselves, improving ourselves, pushing ourselves to be the best version that we can possibly be as artists. Doing that means stepping outside of your comfort zone. This podcast is me doing that. I am completely stepping out of my normal comfort zone by the day that I just up and decided to hop on here and tell everybody my embarrassing secrets. But here I am, and I'm enjoying it. I feel fulfilled. And not only that, those things that I felt ashamed of no longer have power over me. There's something really freeing in what I did here. Let that be a reminder to you that stepping out of your comfort zone and being brave, it is in best service of you and how you're going to feel in the end. Step out of your comfort zones. Do things that scare you. Life is really short. There's a reason that I started releasing my music as aggressively as I did 1 month after my father passed. You know, I realized how short life is, and I realized that it's not worth waiting and not worth sitting on your art because you're scared of rejection. So whoever needs to hear this, don't give up. Keep trying. Keep going. You are good. You are worthy. Your art is worthy. Your art deserves to be listened to. Even though there are so many of us out there doing this, you're still worthy. Keep doing something that's fulfilling you. So I wanted to give up, and I'm not going to. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep doing this. And anyways, this is a short and sweet little episode. But definitely check out that book, War on Art by Stephen Pressfield. And don't give up on your dreams, y'all. Keep going for it. Thanks, y'all.